With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Deputy Governor the Honourable Franz Manderson is publicly backing Miss Gloria Macfield Nixon as the next Deputy Governor and Head of the Civil Service.
I would like to congratulate sincerely Miss Gloria Macfield Nixon on being appointed as the Deputy Governor Designate. I would like to record my thanks to Her Excellency the Governor for making this historic appointment as the first female to hold the office of Deputy Governor when I retire in July later this year. I also want to thank all of the chief officers, the entire civil service, our premier and his team for the welcome that they gave Ms. Macfield Nixon. And I have no doubt that she will take the civil service to new heights and will be able to continue to champion our vision of being a world-class civil service and fulfilling our purpose of making the lives of those we serve better.
In a statement released yesterday, he called it one of the greatest privileges of his life to have served the people of the Cayman Islands over more than four decades. He praises the civil service as a team of dedicated, talented, and compassionate public servants who work every day to make a real difference in everyday people's lives. And he says Ms. Nixon Macfield will take that work to even greater heights. The Ministry of Caymanian Employment and Immigration has announced a major repositioning of the Business Staffing Plan Board, shifting its purpose towards improving employment, career advancement, and reducing underemployment among Caymanians. Radio Cayman's Paul Akal reports.
The ministry said the change reflects the government's commitment to building a workforce system that delivers measurable results for Caymanians and moves beyond routine application processing. Under the new structure, the BSP board will concentrate on providing strategic direction, including reviewing and strengthening employer staffing plans and developing a modern employer accreditation framework. The ministry stated that the goal is to better connect Caymanians with high-quality employment opportunities. Honorable Michael Miles, MP, said the evolution of the board is intended to place its energy where it has the greatest impact. He stated that the government wants to ensure employers act as genuine partners in developing and promoting Caymanian talent, and that every Caymanian who wishes to work has a clear path to meaningful growth and employment. The ministry explained that by removing routine permit processing from the board's responsibilities, it will be able to focus on diagnosing and addressing structural factors that contribute to Caymanian unemployment and underemployment. It added that the redesigned accreditation and staffing plan system is expected to produce real measurable progress. Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman Work has assured employers that work permit services will continue without interruption. The agency said additional staff have been assigned specifically to business staffing plan applications to ensure employers do not experience delays during the transition. The ministry expressed its appreciation to outgoing BSP board members, noting their dedicated service and significant contributions to administering the framework in recent years. It said new board appointments will be announced in the coming weeks. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paul Akal.
Thank you, Paul. Caymanian status holder Ricky Joyner Alvarado has been sentenced to 63 months imprisonment after pleading guilty to 9 dishonesty-related offenses between 2023 and 2024. The conviction spanned both the summary and grand court and include robberies, burglary, attempted burglary, property damage, and common assault. The offenses included robbing a visiting tourist of a wallet, attempting to break into the National Trust property as well as damage to the National Trust property, and burglaries at the Rackham Restaurant, the Humane Society, Popo Jeb's Restaurant, and a Reflection Store. Alvarado also admitted to assaulting a prison officer. He appeared before the Grand Court, where Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards KC, who heads the court's criminal division, delivered her judgment. Alvarado, represented by Oliver Grimwood of Samson Law, appeared via video link and asked the court for a reduced sentence. The request was immediately refused. Alvarado is set to serve the 5-year prison term minus any time already spent in custody. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The National Weather Service has released its March climate summary, showing a wetter and slightly warmer month across both Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles breaks down the numbers.
On Grand Cayman, the Cayman Islands National Weather Service reports that total March rainfall came in at 2.1 inches. That is above the island's 30-year average of 1.2 inches for March. The service says average and maximum temperatures on Grand Cayman were close to their long-term March values. However, the minimum temperature stayed above its 30-year average, keeping nights milder than usual. Over on Cayman Brac, the pattern was similar and in some ways more pronounced. Total March rainfall fell 1.8 inches compared with a 10-year March average of 0.9 inches. Both the average and maximum temperatures on the Brac were above their 10-year averages. The minimum temperature was also higher than its 10-year March norm, even though one cold front crossed the island on March 19th. The system brought moderate to fresh winds, moderate to rough seas, and minimum temperatures dropping only to around the low 70s. The National Weather Service says these March figures are based on its official climate records for Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Finally, Enterprise Cayman has announced a new major partnership with DMZ, the internationally recognized tech incubator at Toronto Metropolitan University, to launch a 14-week program designed to accelerate early-stage startups in the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The initiative, known as the Launch Labs Incubator, will combine DMZ's established virtual training model with a series of in-person sessions in Grand Cayman. Enterprise Cayman said the program is intended to guide entrepreneurs from early strategy through investor readiness with a structured curriculum focused on validation, traction, growth, and pitching. The incubator will be open to both local and international founders and will include a welcome retreat, networking meetups, and a final pitch event delivered in partnership with the Cayman Islands Investment Angel Society. CEC Chairman and Enterprise Cayman CEO Charlie Kirkconnell stated that the partnership strengthens Cayman's commitment to supporting homegrown innovation and ensuring that residents have access to the tools and networks needed to build scalable businesses. He added that DMZ will lead the virtual delivery using its proven methodology, while Enterprise Cayman will anchor the local components to ensure meaningful progress for Cayman-based entrepreneurs. The program will be delivered in four blocks, covering strategic foundations, customer engagement, financial fluency, and pitch preparation. Participants will receive weekly workshops, expert-led sessions, executive mentorship, workspace access, and community support through Enterprise Cayman's Launch Lab Studios. DMZ Senior Director Sherif El Tawil said the Cayman Islands is at a pivotal moment in its development as a technology hub, noting that strong growth in sectors such as finance and digital services have created favorable conditions for a thriving startup ecosystem. He stated that the partnership will help founders build scalable companies while connecting them to global opportunities. Enterprise Cayman Program Manager Alyssa Manderson said the incubator will provide founders with a clear roadmap for growth and investment readiness, supported by practical guidance and a strong community of peers and mentors. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. Applications are now open at enterprisecayman.ky with assessments based on scalability, market validation, and founder commitment. Travel will be required for in-person events, including the welcome retreat in September and the final pitch in December. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevi Ebanks. Have a great weekend.